All right, hi, I'm Mike Westhoff. I want to take a look at a play and show you a punt return from this week. This is the fun thing to show something like this. This is a punt return that we ran this week. Jeremy Curley hit a 68-yard punt return for a touchdown. I'll take you through some of the parameters of how we worked it, what it's called, and give you an idea of how it worked. We started off in this base formation. This is a punt return, double vice, where we've got two people assigned to one, and they're going to block with six people inside in the box. This is how it started, but we adjusted it. I adjusted from the sidelines, left Kyle Wilson by himself, and moved Joe McKnight over to the other side, which we had never done. We had never done this. It was just an adjustment. Now, as Joe looked like he was going to threaten and come in, it adjusted where the punter wanted to punt the ball, and he ended up punting it in the middle. Kyle was by himself and did an absolute incredible job blocking their flyer by himself. It was a tremendous block. The idea then is to pin this return here and Jeremy Curley run it up the left side. We call that a blue return. This is a giant, as we would refer to it, which gives us, has nothing to do with the team across the river, but with giant is seven people in. That's a heavy front. And that's why we use that terminology, giant blue. Now, as Jeremy tries to start a particular direction, as he sees anything open and develop, he hits it. He got a really good pickup block by Isaiah Trufant, who just did a great job on it. And so there were a lot of good parts to it. And at the very end, he makes the exact right read and just explodes and hits it for a touchdown. So these things are a lot of fun to be a part of, and it was off to a great start. Okay, back to you guys.